This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. The TSA agent the other day said, "Hey, don't you ever stay home?" I said, "Who do you think you are, my wife?" Well, I do travel a lot, and I enjoy it because of the farmers I get to meet. And all over the country, I'm hearing the same thing from producers wherever they are when I talk to them, whether it's Wisconsin or Arkansas or Indiana or North Carolina. You are under increasing pressure, producers, to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. And that's where Mystic Lubricants can help you. They want you to know that with products like their JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, JT6 Grease, JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, they can help extend the life of your equipment and avoid costly breakdowns. Maybe taking a little bit of that pressure off your shoulders, producers, through lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer at mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. North of the border, some may be celebrating the legalization of recreational marijuana, but U.S. border officials are reminding everyone the stuff is still illegal. Under U.S. law, it remains illegal to possess, sell, distribute marijuana in the United States. Customs and Border Protection officers say they'll continue to enforce federal laws. And they point out that even in states that legalize marijuana use, it remains illegal under federal law. And the border agents say the federal law supersedes state laws. From This Week in Agribusiness, the race is on to be the city where the Department of Agriculture moves a bunch of employees out of Washington, D.C. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said in August he wants to move the Economic Research Service, as well as the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, to better attract and retain skilled staff, and to move the professionals closer to what he called the agriculture stakeholders. Perdue said it would save taxpayer money. The Des Moines Register reports that Ames, Iowa, is one of the communities hoping to get those jobs. An Ames Economic Development Group could provide $1.6 million in relocation support to the USDA employees moving from Washington to the central Iowa university town. Now, the paper says the Quad Cities area wants the USDA to bring employees there to the Rock Island Arsenal that is on an island in the Mississippi River. And Council Bluffs, Iowa, has three sites where it says the USDA could move employees. The hunters and their guns are already arriving in South Dakota for the start of that state's 100th pheasant hunting season. It gets underway on Saturday. They say the first 2 weeks it's really busy because the hardcore hunters come in. Then it tapers off a little bit. The first time you see that in the airport, as I witnessed in the Sioux Falls airport a few years ago, it gets your attention when you see all those firearm cases coming off the baggage carousel. And my favorite hotel sign was in Aberdeen, posted right there by the television where the instructions, "Come to the office for rags. Don't use towels on guns or dogs." You don't see that at every Holiday Inn. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.